The New York Giants have a coaching vacancy. Is Bill Belichick the coach to fill it? By Dylan Nguyen on November 11, 2025. Everyone loves a comeback story, we know this. But the other story everyone loves almost as much as a comeback story is a coming home story. And what could be one of the best coming home stories of all time is suddenly possible in the NFL. The New York Giants have a coaching vacancy. Brian Daboll's reckless play calling that landed his rookie superstar in concussion protocol and allowed for yet another fourth quarter collapse prompted the Maras to go ahead and do what most believed they would do at the end of last season, fire Daboll. Meanwhile, Chapel Bill Belichick sits at 4-5 and in 10th place in the lowly ACC, facing a very steep uphill climb even to attain mere credibility, much less elite status in college football. But, isn't Belichick bad? Didn't his underwhelming record post-Brady show that New England's success was all Brady and not Belichick's doing? Au contraire. First, consider this: Belichick, one of the most unemotional and stern men in football, became emotional when revisiting the Giants' film rooms during a documentary shoot about 5 years ago. Why? Because that's where he served as defensive coordinator during New York's two Super Bowl runs in 1986 and 1990, and where he, under the tutelage of Bill Parcells, truly established himself as one of the game's elite defensive minds. He has history there. And unlike the other team in New York, the Jets, he doesn't hate the ownership. Let's look at the football side. Belichick is a defensive coach. New York happens to be absolutely loaded with talent on the defensive side of the ball. Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Dexter Lawrence. Yes, they have struggled this year. But a defensive guru like Belichick could quickly bring credibility and stability to that side of the ball. And they're likely to have high draft picks. Also, what was the real reason Belichick struggled in New England post-Brady? The real reason was that he didn't have Tom Brady anymore, of course. The other reason was that he didn't have an adequate replacement for Brady. Mac Jones is playing well now, but for whatever reason, Belichick and Jones didn't get it done. The Giants' current quarterback, Jackson Dart, appears to be the real deal. Belichick wouldn't have to go searching for a quarterback. Nor would he have to search for an elite wide receiver. New York has that in Malik Neighbors. It's too early to say Cam Scottabo is a star. Still, he's certainly good, and assuming he makes a full recovery, Belichick would have his Gronkowski clone in the form of a diminutive running back who is not only a good player but a great leader. Bill Belichick says he's committed to North Carolina. Of course, he says that. He can't say anything else. But there's a reason his contract buyout is only $1 million, and it's not because he's all in at North Carolina. The Giants don't just need a new coach, they need to regain credibility. And despite Belichick's struggles without Brady, who wouldn't struggle after Brady, Belichick still brings instant credibility in the NFL. Do it, New York. After all, everyone loves a comeback story.